practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this morning to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid Bible-believing church. We're going to begin the program this morning with a praise medley, and I trust that it will be a blessing and an encouragement to you.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore Him. Praise Him, angels in the high. Sun and moon, rejoice before shall not prevail. Praise the God of our salvation.
Praise our God.
Hosts on high His power proclaim.
Heaven and earth
and all creation magnify and praise His name.
Amen indeed, and truly it's good to begin every morning by praising the Lord, but particularly on Sunday, the Lord's Day, because this is the day when Christians all across this nation and around the world, certainly in different time zones, will gather together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today where you can worship God with other Christians as well. If you don't have a church to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. This morning we have Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is tonight at 6 o'clock. Now, as I say every Sunday morning, and I truly mean it, that if we could never serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894, or you can write to us, and our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio today. We thank you and praise you for Zach Campbell and for the ministry that you've given him. Father, I just pray that as he preaches to us this week, that you'll take his messages and use them truly of your Holy Spirit to revive each and every one of us who are Christians. And of course, use those messages as well to bring the lost to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of doing this radio program. I thank you for everyone who is under the sound of my voice right now, and I pray that you'll take the broadcast and use it to encourage them to worship you, to praise you. And certainly, if there's even one who has not yet trusted your Son as their Savior, it is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. Thank you once again, Lord, for the privilege of sharing your word. And so I pray that you'll take the broadcast and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a piano solo entitled, I Will Praise Him. Thank you. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of the Psalms, Psalm 138, and I would like to read with you verses 1 and 2. Psalm 138, verses 1 and 2, where the Word of God says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Psalm 138, verses 1 and 2. And now before I deliver a message entitled, How to Know the Will of God, let's listen to a song that's entitled, Free to Worship.
That I did not understand. I was bound by circumstances only God knew about, but I've left them at the altar. Now I can say without a doubt, I'm free to worship, free to lift up my hands and praise the Lord. After all he's done for me, I've got so much to praise him for. All the chains that had me bound will never hold me anymore. I'm free to worship, free to worship the Lord. There are so many things that I've been through in my life, and you don't know those many times that God has touched my mind. All the chains that used to bind me, they're laying at my feet. So if you don't want to praise him, then please don't hinder me.
I'm free to worship, free to lift up my hands and praise the Lord. After all he's done for me, I've got so much to praise him for. All the chains that had me bound will never hold me anymore. I'm free to worship, I'm free to worship the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm free to worship, I'm free to lift up my hands and praise the Lord. After all he's done for me, I've got so much to praise him for. All the chains that had me bound will never hold me anymore. I'm free to worship, I'm free to worship the Lord. And all the chains that had me bound will never hold me anymore. I'm free to worship, I'm free to worship the Lord. I'm free to worship the Lord.
And I trust you can say this morning that you are free to worship the Lord as well, because God deserves our worship. He desires our worship, and he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Truly, that is a part of his will for our life. Today, I want to talk to you for a few moments on how to know the will of God. I've been involved with pastoral ministry for over 50 years, and I cannot tell you how many times that down through the years, somebody has come to me and said, Pastor Gary, I need to know God's will about a matter. How can I know God's will? Well, certainly it's important that we know and do the will of God. In the book of James, chapter 4, and verse 15, it says this, in reference to those of us who are Christians, that ye ought to say, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that. And what that verse is telling us is that we should not be planning our own lives. Whether we are talking about what we're going to do as an avocation or vocation in our life, or what we're going to do today or this moment or tomorrow morning, whatever the case, we should constantly be saying, Lord, what will you have me to do? It's important that we as God's children do the will of God. Many times Christians get themselves into trouble simply because of the fact that they get outside of the will of God. And being outside of the will of God is sin. And many times people get involved with sinful situations not simply because of the fact that they planned it, but simply because of the fact that they've made their own choices apart from the will of God, and it led them down the pathway of sin. Some of you might be there right now. You know the Lord. You love the Lord. You've been walking with the Lord. But you're finding yourself right now in a sinful situation simply because of the fact that before you got involved with that situation, you did not ask God what he wanted you to do. The will of God is very important in your life and my life as a Christian. But once again, how do we know the will of God? First of all, let me say it's not difficult. God does not hide his will from us. Again, down through the years, I've heard people say, it is so difficult to know God's will. No, it isn't, if we understand how to get to know it. God wants you and me as his children to do his will. He is not going to hide it from us. When we go to the Lord and say, Lord, what is your will? He's not going to say, that's for me to know and you to find out. No, God will show us his will if we maintain certain biblical concepts in getting to know his will. So let me share four of them with you this morning very briefly, ways to know the will of God. Number one, we start out by spending time in the Scriptures. If we're going to know God's will, we must be in the Word of God. Back in Psalm 119, verse 105, the Word of God says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We need to keep that before us. That's teaching us that it is the Word of God that will guide our feet as we go down through the pathway of life. We must be in the Word of God. I cannot tell you how many times down in my years of ministry as well as my personal walk with the Lord that I was seeking God's will and didn't really know what he wanted me to do. So I just spent time in his Word, and he directed me to passages of Scripture that gave me clear indication as to what he wanted me to do. You see, God's Word is the revelation of his general will to those of us who are his children. But also, it's not only the presentation of his general will to us as his children, but in his Word, he will show us his specific will. If you want to know the will of God, spend time in God's Word consistently, and you will see that God will lead you to passages of Scripture that will give you the complete direction as to what he wants you to do in a specific situation. So spend time in the Scriptures. Secondly, in knowing the will of God, spend time in prayer. You see, when we read the Word of God, that is God's revelation to us. When we spend time in prayer, that's the opportunity that we have to fellowship with God and to talk to God so that we can allow his Spirit to speak to us. Back in the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, we find these words as Jesus is speaking. He says, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. You see, when we spend time in God's Word, and then pray as we are spending time in God's Word, and say, God, show me what it is you want me to do, he will give us clear direction. Again, he is not going to hide his will from us. He will not hide his will from you. If today you are seeking God's will about a matter, spend time in God's Word. Spend time in prayer. and then yield to the Holy Spirit of God. You know, the Bible teaches us that at the point of our salvation, we have received the Holy Spirit who teaches us all things concerning who God is and what God's will is in our life. I thank the Lord so much for the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit of God, we could not be saved, and without the Spirit of God, we could not live. It's absolutely important that we yield to the Spirit of God in our lives every day, for He is the one who teaches us the truth of God. And in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says this, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." You see, we fulfill the lust of the flesh when we do our own will. And sometimes that can really lead us into a sinful lifestyle or a sinful situation. But when we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but we will fulfill the will of God. And so the question is, how do we walk in the Spirit? Well, we walk in the Spirit by having a day-by-day, moment-by-moment action depending upon the Holy Spirit to lead us. In reality, what that means is to say no to sin and self and yes to the leading of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who God has given to us to lead us in the ways that He would have us to go. And the Holy Spirit will never lead us astray. He will never lead us in a path that is against the will of God. So on a day-by-day basis, as we spend time in the Scriptures, as we spend time in prayer, then let's say no to sin and self and yes to God and His Word, and we'll see how the Spirit of God will lead us. And then the final way to know the Lord's will is by transforming our mind. And by that, I mean that we think biblically. Over in the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, it says this, speaking to Christians, he says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." How do we renew our mind? By being in the Word of God and by thinking biblically. I often think of the passage of Scripture in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Transform your mind by the Word of God and think biblically, and the Spirit of God will lead you into the will of God. It's important that you know God's will as a Christian. Spend time in His Word. Spend time in prayer. Walk in the Spirit. Transform your mind by biblical teaching, and you'll know the will of God, and God will be pleased, and you will be blessed. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to church today, and until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.